Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Joe, that was quite a final.
Oh, wow. Woody, one of the best I've ever seen. And, you know, we always talk about in professional sports, we say good morning and to everybody out there. 5.5 hours. Sinner and Alcaraz went at it, and Sinner looked like he's going to win it real quickly, won the first two sets, and Alcaraz comes back down 5-3 in the fourth set, love 40 on his serve. Looks like it was over, right? He had checked out, and he comes back and wins that game and goes on the fourth to fifth set and wins the tiebreaker, 3 tiebreakers. It was amazing. Hey, that's my tennis for the day. I enjoyed it. If you love tennis, that was 1 versus 2. Clearly, the two best players in the world. Clearly, the two best players in the world right now. 1 and 2, and it was fantastic. By the way, we got a lot of good stuff to get to here. No Panther highlights today, man. I was all ready for those juiced up for those. Woody, that's all right. Don't worry about it, man. We got game 3 tonight. First two games, absolutely amazing. To sit back, I've had more people over the weekend. You know, if I wasn't such a Panthers fan, I was just watching that as a hockey fan. For hockey fans, like, wow, that was great. We got a lot of stuff to get to with that. The Brad Marchand story has been fantastic, and also Sam Bennett having a hell of a series. So you're getting all ready for game 3 tonight, and all this stuff's going on. And it's always fun, as I always say this, always fun to come on back and see what everybody's saying about your team and saying about this series and should be talking about how amazing this overtime and double overtime game has been and all these things. And instead, all these writers and podcasters and insiders of hockey talking about physical, chippy, dirty. Do they play dirty, play hard, master dirty play? Is it dirty or physical? Officiating has been lenient on their dirty play. And I thought to myself, you know, God, I love this. I love somebody talking about my team being physical and getting after it. And there's three guys they always bring up, as you might guess, if you've been following this, Tkachuk. You know, instigator, chippy, Marchand in your face, and Bennett. Those three guys. Now it's because Bennett's playing out of his mind, by the way, for a dirty player, 13 goals and 6 assists in these playoffs. I just get a kick out of him. I was like, so usually we're whining about everybody else doing that to our teams. So we got a team down here in beautiful, sunny, warm South Florida that is all about business and getting after you and doing whatever it takes to win. I don't know about you. I didn't grow up grew up in a different world that didn't have hockey in, but I love it, man. I love it as with this group of guys. And by the way, Tkachuk is under contract for a long time. I don't know if Marchand's going to be back. I was glad to hear him say I would be interested in coming back, but right now I want to win a championship. And Bennett, of course, his contract's up. And by the way, for all you frauds out there, especially in Canada, complaining about Bennett, if he was to come to your team, you guys would be the biggest phonies in the world, because there's not a team in hockey that wouldn't want Sam Bennett and his toughness and what he brings and his clutch goals that he gets and everything else. Guy's not a goon. I mean, guy can take care of himself, but 13 goals in the playoffs? Hey, man, there's some common sense things, and I crack up, and I get it, man. When we got guys that beat up the Dolphins and get after us, I go, man, I can't stand that guy. I wish somebody punched that guy. And I was glad to see our guys stand up to him a little bit, even though they won. Even though we lost the game, at least we – you know, I get it. I get it. If Tkachuk, Marchand, and Bennett were on somebody else's team doing that to us, I'd probably be in here whining and complaining. But it sure feels good to hear people whining and complaining about the style of play that the Panthers have had success with now in their third straight Stanley Cup. Third straight. Tkachuk, Marchand, and Bennett. I kiss them all right here. Kiss them right now if they walk through. Right. By the way, right off the ice, too. They wouldn't have to be after a shower. Give them a big kiss. I love it, man. Whatever it is. 1-1, by the way, the series coming back here now tonight, game 3. We'll be talking to Billy Lindsay. Yeah, I just like, wow, I'm watching this, and Big Bob comes up with big saves. Got 84 saves now in 2 games. And I was like, of all the things going on and clutch plays and what you're getting out of certain lines and their fight, their battle, this is not going to be easy. Teams seem to be real evenly matched here. Could have gone either way. Either team could be up 2-0 right now. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that. And then I went to a party with my family Saturday night for graduation. And hardcore hockey fans, hardcore. Not jump on the bandwagon recent.
What'd you graduate from?
High school and college graduation.
Oh, nice.
For my nieces. So we're over there, and so they're complaining that the announcers are all about Edmonton and their two best players. And I kind of rolled my eyes.
The pregame show has focused a lot on those guys.
Yes.
But it's understandable.
Yes, you focus on the best player. So I don't have a problem with the McDavid love affair.
Oh, man.
Or Muck Great or Muck Canada or Muck whatever it starts with. Everybody's having fun. I don't have a problem with it because he does special things. You know, and even my hockey family was like, well, calm down a little bit. He does things. No, listen, I get where you're coming from.
No, that goal he had the other night was pretty good.
Not even his goals, like some of the passes
he
makes. And he takes our guys. And listen, I like our defense and what we do, but he can make some guys. Poor Ekblad was.
They're also a better story. Like if you look at it from a, you know, national TV perspective, right? Like they're a better. Like people are obviously probably rooting for them, I would think.
Well, they got a whole country rooting for him.
Yeah, but they're, you know, you got the star that hasn't won yet, and two stars haven't won yet, but the one really.
Well,
right?
The one for so, sure. Yeah, he's,
yeah. It's this is, you know.
I don't even know where Dreisaitl's from. I didn't look, but I do know McDavid is the pride of Canada.
And by the way, it's a good story.
And I agree, by the way. I told him, I said, well, you'd agree, you know, why we're doing this. We're all sitting around drinking. Like, you'd agree that he is the best player in hockey. Well, yeah, but no, there's no but. Then that's going to start, and he's come up short. He's won everything there is to win except that. So I don't have a problem with
those guys.
The
rest of the country's probably like, screw those guys down there in Florida. They don't even care about hockey there. Like,
well,
right?
I just think there are people that don't like the way they play. And it happens to be all the guys that cover this game for a living, either podcasters making money or the writers. I saw a guy from Yahoo just getting after Sam Bennett like he was just a goon out there and had no goals and just comes out to piss everybody off. So anyway, I was just like, God, I love this team. I sat back after I read everything. I don't even get fired up. I go, man, it's so nice to have a team that when you go to Sunrise to Amaranth Bank for this game tonight, that you got a badass team. You got a team that, like, they're already talking about what's Bennett and Tkachuk going to do. Like, what are we going to be writing about tonight? Is he going to fall down in the goalie and then play like he, you know, and they're all, you know, that play had them all upset. And they went and reviewed it, and they gave the goal. And on top of it, not only did he fall down, but he got credit for the goal and all these things. And you know, it's dirty. And this is what happened in the playoffs. We talked about this last week. In the playoffs, they let you play a little bit, and they say that's bad news because the Panthers are going right up to the edge of the cliff, man. They are going as far as you can go. So anyway,
by the way, that overtime stuff is intense, man.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, geez.
And by the way,
go that long. They played almost the half of another half
goalies,
a game.
Both goalies playing.
Yeah, they made some big plays.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like I said, Woody, you'd agree, and you know, you and I haven't been around this thing forever, but there were some point blank shots. This thing could have been over for both teams. Either team could be up 2-0 going, damn, we don't deserve it. So it's 1-1.
I think, you know, it's funny because we were talking about it too on, what was it, on Friday, that, like, you know, take the under. There's no way there's going to be a lot of scoring in these games. And I've been surprised that there's so many, not only scoring, but scoring opportunities too. Like, the thing's been wide open.
It has,
like,
been.
Defensively, this has not been, you know, a lockdown series. Goaltenders are giving up some easy stuff.
There's been a couple bad goals. Couple shady, but you know, those guys get blocked out.
But there's a whole lot more scoring than I would have. The over almost hit, what, in the first period?
Well,
that game, like, there was a lot of scoring.
You're right. What are we over on these first two games?
Way over.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's been, it's just fun. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm tired every time we have a team down here and they go, oh, the team's a little soft and or the team doesn't. And I was like,
you got the Dolphins on your mind,
no,
man.
No, I'm just saying in general that we just kind of tie into relaxing on the beach and we got a team there in Sunrise. It just like, oh, hell no, we're down here for business. We've been in, and Brad Marchand's been where hockey is really important and really popular, and he knows he's on a team. By the way, how about that story? How about the Dairy Queen kid, man? How good is that story? Hell, I might go have a DQ Blizzard tonight. I'm thinking about going for the Dairy Queen Blizzard tonight, Woody. What do you think, man?
What's your choice there?
Oh, my God. Oreo.
Oreo? Okay.
Oh, so good.
Like a cookie,
I'm putting Oreo cookie in everything. And I know it's bad. I
using
know.
That as a condiment at home.
Oh no, I got a big thing. First of all, it was for my grandson, who likes to sneak him after his parents say, "Now listen, we don't want. We're really being careful on the sugar intake of these kids. We don't mind them being with you, but I go no, don't do that. Don't tell me we got."
So
the
when
big,
they go home, though, that's when you strike. When they go back to their parents,
well,
and there's a bunch of leftovers.
So I tell you what, yeah, of course, I'm the cleanup hitter, exactly. No question about it. Hey, by the way, on top of that, man, I turned it on yesterday, up 2-0 through six innings, and I'm going, man. And I even got up. I had to go do something. Next thing you know, it's 2-2, and then it's 3-2. Then they have a couple runners on in the last inning and one out and come up short. So UM baseball season, Super Regional is over. Louisville goes to the World Series and the baseball team comes home from University of Miami. Matter of fact,
what a close game, man.
Yeah.
My God.
Played your ass off.
Like you realize you're watching college baseball when, I mean, some of the plays that were missed by both teams.
It is good to see ESPN turn on ESPN and see your baseball team.
Yeah, that was cool.
For University of Miami. That was cool.
They played their hearts out, man. I mean, they really did. Just a tough, tough game yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, Louisville had a big double play. Yeah.
No, it was watching.
Good for business not to be there. Yep.
Nice comeback night before. Yep. Night before, watch some of that. Including a big old home run and then some great pitching late in the game. So a lot of good things. Dan Radakovich is going to join us because college football, the NCAA has got a settlement. And then on top of that, I thought that, and by the way, everybody's still like, I don't know about this settlement, but we'll get into that. Plus now, the president has gotten really involved. Like, he doesn't have enough on his plate that my man's going, you know, I know there's a lot of stuff. There's wars going on. There's wars about ready to happen. There's all this stuff. But I got a little time to help out with this college football, this college thing right now. So he's going to meet and put together a presidential commission. And I don't know how you decide, because I could tell you Greg Sankey, he's going to play golf with Greg Sankey, who is the commissioner of the SEC, who only cares about one thing. One thing he cares about. And that would be his own conference. That's it. That guy could care less about anybody else. Maybe a little bit about the Big Ten, because they're right there with them as far as power. But they could give a about the ACC or anybody else or the future of college football. They want, if it was up to them, they take like whatever amount of slot. What is it, 12 slots now for the playoffs? Is that right, Woody? Help me out, 12?
Yeah,
last
I think
year?
So, yeah.
Yeah, he'd like to have 9.
Who knows,
maybe
it'll be 16 the next
give the
year.
Big Ten, yeah, give 3. So anyway, they're
tell me you understand this whole new system.
I don't.
By the way.
I read it, and I finally had to. It was
they
like
go,
being
well,
back.
There's a salary cap now at about, all the schools.
You know what?
But how we still don't know what to do with the outside money and how that's going
to
work.
I was about ready to bring back my Berkeley tutors to finally just tell me what's going
make any
on
sense,
here.
Man.
None. Just
so now the schools can pay guys in addition, I believe.
Yeah. No.
To
it
what
sounds
the outsiders
like,
can pay,
but they don't want boosters involved. They want. Legit
oh, okay.
businesses involved, like car dealership, but are you a booster? Well, yeah, a lot of them are.
Yeah, well, the problem is a lot of those boosters own big, legitimate businesses.
I don't.
That's how they get to that point, right?
So we'll talk to Dan Radakovich about the new system, and how do you split
good thing
up
is
the
they
money.
Always have a plan, right, Joe? They always seem to
but
jump
this
way
one,
out ahead of these things.
This one, yeah. No, it's always – this sport is the all-time chase the problem. Always, like, way behind the problem. And this is what happened when your pig's up front and should have seen this coming, and now we don't know. Now we've opened a can of worms, and we got college athletes making more than pro athletes. Well, check that. They're now all pro athletes.
I heard someone on TV go, this will be a big equalizer for all these programs now that they all have the same salary cap. I go, what? What are you talking
yeah,
about,
no.
man?
First of all, there's a lot of schools that still can't – don't have that kind of money to spend.
No.
Why don't you go ask FIU and FAU to start with? They're both Division I programs.
They're not going to max out. They're not going to go into the luxury tax?
No.
Do they have that?
No.
Hey, can you go over and pay the luxury tax to whoever you're paying to?
I don't know. I can't wait to see what this thing that's going to kick in here pretty soon. And honestly, everybody that steps back is going, you know, I really don't know if this is good or bad, but we just agreed to. Is this going to work? All right, I'll tell you what will work. Going to your South Florida Chevy dealer is always going to work, man. Always going to work for you. Have you seen or you're starting to look around for a new SUV, you got to stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. And if you didn't have time to do it over the weekend, boy, make some time and get out there if you're looking for something. And I'm not just talking about the big boys at your South Florida Chevy dealers, those Suburbans and Tahoes. You talk about roomy and comfortable, and if you got that vacation coming up, boy, you can't beat them. You've decided to stay away from airports and are going to be doing some driving. You'll be doing some comfortable big driving with the South Florida Chevy dealers and those gorgeous big SUVs they have. But let's talk about the midsize. Still making for a great vacation for you, like the all-new Equinox. Oh, my gosh, is it beautiful, offering everything. Fantastic look on the outside and plenty of room for you on the inside, including the electric Equinox SUV as well. Again, everything you could ever want, the design, plenty of room for family and friends to enjoy that vacation coming up. You got to stop by. I didn't even mention the 2025 Traverse, still one of my favorites. But, boy, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about plenty of room. Just, I call it the mini Tahoe is what that Traverse is. Hey, but listen, we got a lot of great stuff going on, including the truck family. Can't go wrong with a Silverado truck. It's like we've custom made a Silverado truck perfect for your lifestyle. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You got some time. You're starting to look around. Put South Florida Chevy dealers on that list. Take a test drive. Got some outstanding offers going on right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, before we get back to the show here, let's get you some weather. It is brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees and clear, looking like no rain here in the forecast. And, Joe, we have tickets to give away here today.
What are you giving tickets away for?
We're giving away a pair of tickets to go to Flanagan's Fest when the Marlins host the Braves on June 21st.
Ooh, all right. Flanagan's, we're just talking about Flanagan's outside.
That's what you're talking about?
Well, because the other radio stations, they're running promotions today too for Marlins and Flanagan's.
Ah.
So we're all laughing. Everybody likes to either go there for lunch or dinner. It's awesome.
Their lunch special is
great.
Pretty solid.
They have
go with the wings.
I do go with the wings a lot, but I actually when I grab a salad. I grab a salad. I love that.
You're a healthy guy,
Caesar.
Yeah.
That chicken Caesar salad is not bad. Not that I've been doing a lot of salads recently, but yeah. Love Jimmy Flanagan, man. Love the Flanagan family. Augie and all the gang over there do a great job. And
so we'll give those away at some point during the
good.
Show. Flanagan's Fest is on
you can't go
June
wrong at
21st.
Flanagan's. You cannot go wrong with the food of Flanagan's. And if you want to get down to the down and dirty, the ribs are just ridiculously good. All right. Hey, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff going on here today as we get set for Game 3 tonight, man. And Billy Lindsay is going to join us, Panthers radio analyst, and we'll get his take on everything, get some guys going. I'll tell you what, it's a good thing this team is deep right now because I never thought we'd be talking about Bennett and Marchand being the big stories on this thing, right, with all the guys that have been such great scorers for this team and and everything else. But there's been some guys been pretty quiet, but they're here, sitting here at 1-1. What you wanted to get done on the road, get it to 1-1 and bring it back home here and play some of your best hockey at Amaram Bank. Jerry's house is waiting for you, man, waiting for you. Starting tonight, can't wait, man. We don't get a lot of these, folks. We do not get a lot of these. And these first two games, I'm guessing for hockey fans, just pure hockey fans. Doesn't matter who's playing. You love the game. You know all the players. You really study it. This has been fun to watch. This has, because either team could be up 2-0. Either team could have won both games. It's been that close. Great opportunities. Been some clutch saves by both goalies. And then all the things that have happened, a craziness of Brad Marchand. By the way, what a story. Brad Marchand, man. When he gets here, I really didn't know. And remember, he was injured when he first got here. I had no idea what he had left. I know about his leadership and the career he's had and all the things he's done. But here he is in a postseason with 7 goals, 10 assists, and did something like a shorthanded goal and a winning goal in overtime. I mean, how's that? And that third line, I mean, that everybody, we've done nothing but talk about the third line, Brad Marchand's line, and he and his guys, what is how they've played so far. Just fantastic stories. I do, and again, I'm not going to beat this thing up all morning, but I really do enjoy being the bad guy for once. We're not the other guy. We're not the guy sitting back now and whining about the dirty play. I hope somebody punches this. Now it's everybody that and all the complaining about the borderline play, putting it nicely, chippy.
Sounds like buildup for something else, though.
Well, it's just...
You're tired of getting pushed around. I get it. Yeah. So you like a team that finally does it.
We got guys...
I know why you have this frustration. It's okay.
It doesn't matter why I have it. The fact is... that I really, really enjoy, and by the way, I don't know if two of them are going to be back next year. More reasons to enjoy him even more is Brad Marchand, who did mention, I guess the other day he was asked, and he goes, yeah, it'd be interesting coming back, but right now I'm really focused on this. And Sam Bennett, everybody knows his contract is up, and I got news for you. They can write all the bad stuff about Sam Bennett they want. Woody, how many teams you think will be interesting? In
all of them.
Correct. They want to have him on their team, so, man, we love him now. Sam Bennett, we love Sam Bennett. Sam, do all that stuff you used to do, and we hated you because we're all frauds, and now we want you on our team. I just love it. Toronto and Edmonton wouldn't have Sam Bennett in 2 seconds if they could get him. So, yeah, I'm just listening to all this stuff, and I'm like, and by the way, it's a Tkachuk thing, and what's Tkachuk done, and Marchand and Bennett, the masters of dirty play. I read 3 or 4 articles last night. Big article. Yahoo's got a big article from their lead columnist, if you get a chance, and it's going after Sam Bennett.
It's easy to root against the Panthers if you're a national writer or
yes.
a national fan or whatever. Like, again, the Oilers are the good story. Everybody wants to see them win. The underdogs from Canada haven't won a title in a billion
years. By the way, what is a borderline
years?
Dirty play? I love that. Borderline dirty play. What the hell is borderline dirty play? Did they call it? No. They're all of a sudden it's play. Remember we were talking about this last week about they get in the playoffs and now they're swallowing their whistle. Nobody's calling what they used to call, and if they would, the Panthers, they'd have to like defend a lot of power plays. But anyway. Penalty killing and everything else, but I love it, man. Just another reason when you hear those three guys' names, man, just to jump up and just scream your head off. Hell, I'm thinking about going Brad Marchand tonight, going to Dairy Queen. That Dairy Queen over in Davie, there where I used to go all the time.
They still have one?
They have one over. It sneaks around a corner, right over by Nova, by where the Dolphins used to practice, over on the high school side.
Okay.
On Davie Boulevard, just off Davie Boulevard, going in the back way off University in the old location. But, you know, you'd be coming in there on a hot day going, you know, there's a little DQ back here.
Yeah, it reminds you of your childhood, right?
Yes.
Those DQ things.
There used to be DQs everywhere.
Yeah, they were all
matter
over
of fact,
place.
Are there DQs? I only know of one.
They, remember they branched off and now they make fast food?
I've never.
They're like restaurants now because you see the commercials for them, right?
Yeah, I
and they're
do.
Always advertising chicken fingers and stuff.
I just don't go. I
don't know where one of those is.
See what they've done to us with commercials? I only think of the Blizzards, all those different flavors, man.
I'm with you on that one.
Right?
Yep.
Like, I can't stop. I can't speak for everybody out there, and not that anybody cares. But I can go a while on trying to be good and this protein and trying to keep my weight down. But there are just some times where you just need something sweet. And a go-to, if I'm not going with all the other things we talk about, cakes and pies and all that stuff, you can't go wrong with ice cream. Then the question is, do you want ice cream or are you doing that yogurt stuff?
Mm.
Are you still doing ice cream or are you going... Because
yogurt's the new.
Well, I thought yogurt would be healthier for you. No, it doesn't matter if the yogurt's real sweet. It's and I could tell it's fine.
So yogurt's those places where you go and they have all the things on the walls. Now you ever been to one of those places? You taking the grandkids there?
I used to go to those because they put 9,000 things on them.
Yeah, but they've gotten real fancy now. So you take the kids to them, they put a little bit of yogurt in the cup, a couple of toppings, you put on the scale, and they go, "Yeah, that'll be $15." What?
The thing started $2 and it's now like, triple
that's
the price.
That's why I miss Dairy Queen, man. We got all those places downtown, those like gelato places. A scoop of that stuff is like $20.
Yeah.
That little fancy ice cream.
Yeah, summer DQ menu,
man,
for the Blizzard.
Yeah,
is,
we need that back.
Yeah. I don't know. I only know where one. I don't know if I've seen any other ones. I'm sure there are.
I don't know. Like I told you,
there
I know
must
that
be some
fast
still
food
around.
Type deals now. Would you have a burger from one? Do a burger shot?
I've been pretty good about. I love burgers. Don't get me wrong. If somebody ever said burgers were really healthy and you should have, I could eat three of them a day. I'd go to that just about every day and load them up.
Yeah, someone said tell Millennial Boy that Dairy Queen started as a restaurant. Okay.
No.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Back in the day when you
were
a young
kid,
man.
Yes. A&W Root Beer and DQ were right next to each other selling everything. There's another
A&W.
Great lost. The A&W drive-ins, man.
Yep.
Sit there and a girl.
They might have
out,
like one or two surviving in like the Orlando.
They didn't make
area,
it into small towns, man.
No.
My dad, like that was a big thing, man, after games and go with my dad and get the root beer float. Remember the old root beer float?
Yeah,
root beer with that vanilla ice cream.
Those hot dogs, they were really good too. They used to have A&W would be right next to Long John Silver's. Remember that place?
I do, but I haven't seen the Long John Silver's in a long time either.
Not a lot of people running through the drive-thru for fish these days, huh?
No. different thing. Hey, listen, I didn't want to get into all that, but I know Brad Marchand, and they're calling him the DQ man and all the things. By the way, he ought to be getting a commercial if they do have some locations down here. Might want to call him, catch him after a team dinner going out to grab a little dessert.
So it's a DQ Federal in Pompano and Linton and Delray Beach.
I didn't know
that. On top of it. All right. I guess we could go to the website and do the
No, we could have, but I was a little busy. By the way, I spent way too much time trying to figure out what the NCAA agreed to.
Yeah, but you're not going to figure that out, so you might as well figure out where the...
By the way, whew, that was... And then, by the way, I finish... And I go to another article and they go, Donald Trump's put together a new committee to look at some of the other problems with the transfer portal and all the things that Saban was complaining about to him. I thought Saban could be good for this if I really thought Nick Saban cared about college football and not just the SEC in Alabama. So if I could get past that with Nick Saban really caring about everybody, but the problem is, the Big Ten and the SEC are looking out for the Big Ten and the SEC. And kiss my ass, we want all the playoff positions. We want all the money. We want, okay, great. All right, well, why don't you just be the NCAA? Why don't you just run the NCAA? Well, you do anyway, controlling a lot of things. So anyway, I saw that, just so you know, I saw that the commissioner of the commissioner of the SEC is going to be having playing a round of golf with the president because President Trump's really wants to get involved. He's put together this new group, and they're going to try to take care of some of the other problems of college football. College football's got a problem. Now, once the games start, it's 11-on-11. I don't think anybody cares. it gets back to the fundamentals and stuff. But getting there, and the presidential commission, and they're looking at all these different things, and so we'll get into all that stuff. We'll talk later on to Dan Radakovich in 8 o'clock hour, athletic director at the University of Miami, and we'll get his take on everything. But if anybody thinks that the commissioner of the SEC cares about what's best for Division I college football, you got to be kidding. Seriously. Like, he could care less about trying to help the other conferences. Care less. Just that's.
I'm still waiting for them to break away from everyone else.
Well, they do need. I mean, they can't. They can't
get a couple more schools.
Can't just have
call
the Big Ten and SEC just play each other, and the rest of you, screw you, go find your own.
Well, that's essentially what they're going to do, right?
They got a couple things working for them that are interesting. Woody, we've been talking about all the apps.
Mm-hmm.
What about at some point the apps going, screw that. These guys can't pay. We can. Putting all your games on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a thought here.
You're
in
a feeding
morning.
Frenzy out there with all this money, huh?
Wow. I just don't know. Where the cap's going to start, like $20
million. I saw that, yeah.
$20.5 million. I don't know how the hell they came up with that number, but that's – that's what they have. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to, running super late like I usually do and never follow format. Good morning to everybody. Big game 3 tonight in Sunrise at Amaran Bank. Panthers and Oilers tied at 1 game apiece. We'll have more on that coming up. Hurricane season is here. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. I know what you're thinking. One more year. Just one more year to see if we can get lucky, say some extra prayers and stay away from a storm hitting us just one more year. Maybe it can go east or west or head up around us, but leave us alone. Well, listen, sooner or later, you know what's going to happen. And have you protected your home with the best products? Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. If you got an old leaky roof and you're going, well, I'm going to wait one more year, try to get through it. We're going to save up some money. Well, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. You can save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows, low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. One thing you can do, Chev always talks about this, the CEO over there, he says, Joe, only thing you can guarantee is to protect your home with the best products. If something does happen, give yourself a chance on the most important thing you have in your home and all the things inside your home. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joe, before we get back to the show, I'm going to let you know the big three in their most anticipated season yet will take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th. You can get your tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com.
Well, you said big three?
Big three.
LeBron and D-Wade and?
And Bosh. Yes,
Bosh. All
yes.
Right. Just checking. It's
great. That one, yes.
Hey, we've, now listen, I know a lot of you are going to get mad on this next comment, so let me just get through this, and it is a little selfish. Yesterday was one of the greatest finals I have ever watched in tennis at the French Open. The number one and the number two players literally back and forth for 5.5 hours. 5.5 hours. Talk about being in shape. 5.5 hours of tennis. Singles. Off the start, Sinner, the number one player, wins the first two sets. Alcaraz looks like he's down and out in the fourth set. He did win the third set. But looked like he's down and out. He's down 5-3. Love 40 on his serve, and you're like, oh boy, this is, he's done. He's toast. Guy comes back at love 40 to win that game, and it goes on to win. Three tiebreakers, incredible tennis back and forth. They are, now it's just clay, and I know there'll be some other guys win big tournaments, but they're clearly right now the two best players in the world. Sinner back from a little suspension for something he put in his body that he wasn't supposed to. And Alcaraz, I don't know if anybody saw it. I was watching Alcaraz one night about 2 months ago. They had that Netflix documentary. He was burned out and done. And he went through a period there where he was just not very good. I mean, he went from top down and said, I'm not into it. I need a breath. I need a rest. And he needs breath too, but a rest. And all of a sudden, he's back. Wins a major. So congratulations, man. That was really, really fun to watch. I love guys high level. Like this Panther-Oilers series, truly, it could be 2-0 either way. I mean, to be real fair about this, there have been point-blank shots for both teams to just flat-out win this thing. If it wasn't for clutch saves and some of the things we've seen back and forth and Edmonton scores at the end of the regulation. It's just fantastic stuff going on with both teams. So here we are, 1-1, getting set for Game 3 tonight at 8 o'clock. And a lot of great stories. We now know who the villain is and who are the good guys and the guys you're rooting for. And I think we got a pretty good idea how Canada feels about this on up top. But, man, what a great series. And it just feels so good to be on a team that is physical, chippy, calling dirty. I just like all of it. I don't see all the dirtiness, but saying now it's Sam Bennett. They used to pick on Tkachuk and Marchand. They go after sometime. Now it's Bennett. Bennett's been that guy. And you know what's so funny? When this is all said and done, how many teams are going to reach out to try to sign Brad Marchand or Marchand and Bennett? Woody, how many teams do you think are going to be interested in this?
No, they all will, but, you know, this is an attractive spot now, man.
We are the bad guys. Yeah, the bad guys win again. Awesome. God, that feels good.
Well,
we're always the nice guys.
By the way, in the other sport, it would be nice to be the bad guys, too.
Oh, yeah.
Usually those guys win. Usually in most sports, though, isn't it?
I will tell you, though, one thing kind of left out with all these negative articles about the Panthers is they had a really good friggin' team. Like, you don't just get the Stanley Cup because you're chippy and physical. Sam Bennett doesn't have 13 goals in the playoffs here because he's just a dirty player. You know, you used to hear a dirty player, you go, oh, here comes a goon. He's going to come out and fight, and here we go. And somebody hit one of your best players, so he's going to take care of business. Or we're getting our ass kicked late in the game, so here he comes. He's going to fight. Sam Bennett's got 13 goals and 6 assists in these playoffs. There's been a lot of really good stories, but it'll be funny for all the teams whining and all these guys. And the podcasters in Toronto are still on a roll here about, you know, Sam Bennett and all the things Sam Bennett. You don't think Toronto loved to have Sam Bennett on that team? You don't think Sam Bennett would be wanted up there or in Edmonton wouldn't want Sam Bennett? I don't know. When you can score 13 goals, you must be doing something more than just being chippy and physical. Anyway, that's part of the story out there. We got all kinds of stuff to get to. We're going to get caught up on the 7 o'clock hour. Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, going to join us this morning. Billy, it doesn't take much to get Billy all fired up there. We'll talk to Bill and get into to everything with this game 3 tonight as all the national media will be down here, all set to go. And I got to tell you something. A lot of Panther fans do not like the TNT broadcast pre- and post-game because they think they're – now, listen, in fairness to Wayne Gretzky, who I really like on. I like those guys. I think Wayne Gretzky's really good on the TNT show.
That show is very good.
Very good show.
The commentary during the games, you know,
okay,
could be better, obviously.
Everybody wants to know what everybody's saying. They got a one-hour show before. Everybody wants to know what they're saying about your team. And Gretzky, let's not forget, he was a great one in Edmonton with a great team. If you go back and look at the team and the numbers he put up and everything. But he talks about playing down, watching down here and coming to the games. His son-in-law and his daughter live in Palm Beach. I don't know if Wayne Gretzky's got a place down here. Wayne's got enough money to have a place anywhere he wants, but come down here. I know he's a big golfer. But he said a lot of nice things about, you know, the Panthers and stuff. But, yeah, well, they just want those. Well, whatever. A lot of them are Canadians. Like, okay, they want somebody to finally win a championship. And their best chance is their best player's team for a second straight year. So I don't have a problem with those guys. I got a problem with all the talk about, like, we're just a bunch of dirty players down here playing, and they don't talk about all the talented guys they have playing on this team. They really do. And it's a deep team because the two guys we've been talking about, Brad Marchand in that third line and Sam Bennett, those are guys. Matter of fact, we'll talk to Billy Lindsay coming up here about trying to get some of these other guys, got to get going a little bit here on the top lines. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning before we get to that game and Plantation and Sunrise tonight. Well, it's actually in Sunrise on my way to through Plantation. Hey, I want to talk to you about something very important. Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage, huge, huge hockey fan. You know why? Because he's got two sons that are really good young players. Well, let's talk about the other thing when he's not watching his sons play, and that is helping you get a mortgage and doing it quickly because this man works 7 days a week. I'm talking about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage. Truly has no life. That man works 7 days a week. He's even working on your to get you approved. You get started early on the weekend, getting it done, speed up the process about half the time of the big banks. Whether it's you're a first-time home buyer, you need to get all set up. He can get that. So you got a chance to finally get that home you really want. Fixed rates in the fives right now. Self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. Mike Okotsie's got a great program for you. Reverse mortgage is still one of the more popular mortgages we have down here for folks 62 or older, you qualify. Sitting there, got that home you've lived in forever, got it all paid off, and could really use some of that equity. Mike Okotsie can do it for you. He can get it done. That's why it's so popular, too. Mike Okotsie can get you a lot of money out of your home and get you ready to go. Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage reviews are saying a lot of things about Mike Okotsie at Choice Mortgage, and they're all good. The man works 7 days a week. You can always get a hold of him. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Mike Okotsie, almost 35 years in the business. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.